Madam Speaker, we are mobilizing our diaspora as a strategic economic partner, not only as a source of remittances, as I said, and we also want to focus primarily on economic diplomacy. We all know our realities. We don't have military might. We don't influence the balance of the global balance of power in any significant way. But we still have to provide for our people. We have to make sure that our people can not only eat and survive, but they can thrive and develop themselves as positive Vincentians who are entitled to a decent standard of living. And that is exactly what our overseas missions will be doing under the guidance of this new government.